So what Google decided to do was to solve the problem of organizing the web in a bottom-up rather than a top-down approach. And what Google said was, anytime somebody decides to link to a page, we're going to count that as a vote, as a positive endorsement of the page that they're linking to.
Oh, so this is like a little democracy small
It's a little democracy,
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what they said is, pages that have a lot of people pointing to them are going to be more highly valued in the Google kind of system or algorithm than pages that nobody points to.
So if some guy has a blog, which is really great, and a ton of other people link to him, he gets, in essence, what you're saying, a lot of votes. He
exactly.
wins the election.
He wins the votes. And they added a second layer to it, which is that when that guy points to somebody else, his link is more valuable than your average schmo's because a lot of people point to him. So he has more kind of Google juice. When you think about the way that city neighborhoods form, you ask the question, where do city neighborhoods come from? And the answer is, you know, well, everybody and nobody at the same time is kind of creating this.
Yeah.
When you search for something on Google and you get a list of results that is often really, really good because Google gives these great results, ask yourself, who decided that this result here is number one and this result is number two? Well, the answer is everybody and nobody. It's nobody on staff at Google. You know, Google isn't deciding that this is the premier site for if you search for Steven Johnson and this is the second best site if you search for Steven Johnson. Collectively, all the people who are authoring documents on the web have decided that this is the best site by choosing to link or not link. Basically, the intelligence of Google is an emergent property of all these local decisions to link, none of which were made until recently with the intent of influencing Google. Now, what's happened recently is that people have started to try and trick Google.
Yeah, that was my next question. I mean, you can manipulate this,
you can manipulate
it.
So yeah. I actually have this experience. This is one of the most annoying things that's happened to me in the last year. And it's ironic because it comes out of precisely the thing that I celebrated and championed and have been an advocate for the last, you know, 5 years. I have a website that a lot of people link to, and thus I have a disproportionate power over Google. When I point to something, they will jump up. And,
really?
Yeah.
Have you seen this in practical terms?
Oh, absolutely. Well, one way you can tell is that for a stretch of time, if you searched Google for Steven, I was the number one result.
Just Steven?
Just Steven.
Of all
Not
the
Steven
Stevens
Johnson,
in the
world? Of all the Stevens in the world. The Steven Spielbergs, the Stephen Kings. I was the number one Steven. And obviously,
wow.
On some level, Google is wrong in thinking that I'm the number one Steven in the world. I mean, I think very highly of myself, but I'm not the most important Steven in the world. But it's because I have a website that a lot of other bloggers and people in the kind of internet community point to.
Well, maybe you are the number one, Steven.
I've dropped to number five or six, which has been a great tragedy in my life.
Who's number one now?
I think at last I looked, it was this, I think he's a country music star, like Stephen Curtis Chapman. Yeah. I'm still up there, so, you know, it's all right. But anyway, so because I have this power with Google, on my website, there's an open comment area where anybody can come and post a thought in response to something that I had posted. And about a year ago, people started posting these random kind of nonsense posts that would have a link in it pointing off to some, you know, free Viagra site or to a porn site or to, you know, kind of get a mortgage, you know, cheap site.
So it was a coattails thing. Like, this guy's good, so I'm going to get on his coattails.
Exactly. And initially, I was like, look, I don't have that many people coming here that it makes sense to advertise in my comments area. But I finally realized that they weren't trying to attract the people who were hanging out on my site. They were trying to attract Google. They were talking purely to Google's automated kind of searching. They were saying, look, Google will see this as an endorsement from Steven Johnson pointing to this free gambling site.
See, this is what separates us from the ants right here, is that we're aware of the colony.
Yes, you can step out and play the system. Because people are smart and they have this ability to kind of reflect on the system that they're a part of, we're able to advance faster. But you also have cheats and spoilers will destroy the system. And I eventually, you know, it's this tragic thing, but I had basically to shut down these conversation areas that I had on my site.
Oh, wow.
because these, I would get literally 100 of these spam posts in a day. And a lot of them were really obscene. So it was like, you know, my mother would come to my site and be like, what, you know, what is going on?
Steven Johnson is the author of the book Emergence, as well as Mind Wide Open. And he's working on a new one, which will be out soon, about how everything that's bad for you is actually good for you. So it is no surprise that he is currently number four Steven on Google behind Steven Spielberg, Steven Soderbergh, Steven King, but ahead of this guy.
My Savior, and I will hold on.
This is Stephen Curtis Chapman.